Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we're still a night out, but football coach Tom Allen, who visited Sports Talk at Yogi's last night, filled in some blanks as we unveil his first spring product on Thursday night. For instance, John Gruden and his pop, the former Lee Corso assistant Jim Gruden, will serve as honorary coaches for the 7:06 start. We'll play four 12-minute quarters, have a 10-minute halftime, have regular scoring. You know, it was little wonder back on Sunday how sophomore safety Marcelino Ball did not go unnoticed. He was, one of four guys who were chosen free agent signers back on Sunday night to lead their respective teams. Marcelino, more of a hybrid DB, an All-American from his rookie campaign. He'll be playing on the Crimson team. He certainly brought and bought into Coach Tom's defensive culture his rookie campaign. The rest was history last year, and certainly now a big centerpiece.
Understanding of the position, you know, obviously being a true freshman, got a lot of reps, but didn't always see the big picture, you know. But I think just in the way he does things, you know, now, and we're holding to high standards because has exhibited ability to be a really good player, and it's about the little things for him to be able to understand the why of what we're doing so that he can do a better job disguising and doing a better job of executing, you know, when some times in the past where he could get exposed a little bit.
Tom, who's blossomed defensively that maybe you were looking for at the start of spring that's really evolved into, some solid, consistent play?
You know, I think even though Gooch was a good player for us last year, where he's elevated his leadership.
Good.
And for me, that's huge. Khalil Bryant, another one that is a young guy last year. He may have had the best spring of anybody on defense.
Well, that is football coach Tom Allen. And it's interesting, all three of those guys will be playing on Mark Hagan's Crimson team tomorrow night, 7:06 kick time. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it certainly comes as no surprise to anyone that watched during her high school days at South Emma Fisher play alongside Charisse Otter. Charisse now at Missouri. Emma, a redshirt freshman playing for Hoosier head man Clint Wallman, who inserted her into the starting lineup the other day as Indiana won its own invitational last week, and she responded with a T8, including a 1-over-73 in the final round. All just a matter of time, as Clint was telling me.
You know, she's just played, you know, very steady. I mean, she's just improved. She's acclimated to playing at a higher level. You know, she's such an athlete and such a competitor.
Right.
You know, that part you don't have to teach. I mean, she just wants to be better, and she has that natural inclination to do so. We've had the opportunity to do a lot of practice. We did a joint practice this year with the University of Arizona, and she played with a junior Ryder Cupper from Norway. You know, I think that taught her a lot. That just probably showed her that, you know, from a physical standpoint, she has all the tools, and she learned a lot with that experience playing with her. And, you know, ever since then, it's just gotten better and better. I mean, she's long off the tee. I mean, she hits some monster drives for putting, and
mm-hmm.
scoring stuff's gotten a lot better. And I think just with her natural athleticism, you're going to see her develop into a really, really good player. She just you know, plays more with at higher levels.
That's Hoosier head golf coach for the ladies, Clint Wallman, and he will keep Emma Fisher in the starting lineup this weekend as the Hoosier women play in the Lady Buckeye Invite over at Ohio State on that tough Scarlet course. Happy for the young lady. Well, don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. Reds game 3 in the Pirates, PNC Park tonight. Pre-game at 7. I'm Joe Smith.